Ray's Hustler, Abram X. Kendi's Grift Center fires half its staff amid claims of, wait for it, exploitation. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com, raydog.com. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Let's talk about it. Race, hustler, exploitation. Let's talk about it. Look at you. Look at you, smiley over here with your big puffy cheeks. Look at you. The Boston University Center of Anti-Racist Research, a think tank founded by race hustling M. Presario Abram X. Kendi, has fired at least a third of its staff. While the layoffs are being framed as restructuring of the think tank, me think it's a lie, from one based on salaried leftists to the fellowship model that relies on scholars who are already employed. Allegations are swirly, that the Center for Anti-Racist Research has a toxic, might we even say oppressive? No, say it ain't oppression. No, you're holding the hustler down, baby. Work environment where employees are overworked. You don't say. I really have no idea what that would look like in this case. And let's not forget abused. These are the number of ways it got this point. It started very early on when the university decided to create a center that rested in the hands of one human being, an individual given millions and millions of dollars and so much authority. Spencer Piston, faculty lead of the center's policy office, told the publication. Former assistant director of narrative and the center, Seda Grundy, said that the center lacked structure and the culture was exploitive. As she was asked to work on reasonable hours. Wait, director of narrative? This sounds like a position more suited for a propaganda outlet than an academic enterprise. Me think it right. Kendi first burst on the scene within his book. I'm not gonna promote his garbage. Becoming the youngest author to win. I don't care what he won. I'm not gonna mention it. But no matter your talent, it doesn't matter without timing. Kendi's, I'm not going to mention his book again, was fresh off the presses when the George Floyd Memorial riots broke out during the summer of 2020. This catapulted Kendi to the front of the rank of critical racist theorist, diversity and inclusion, equality. Oh yes, music to a race hustler's ear. It doesn't say that there, but I'm saying that. You could almost smell what the hustler is cooking, and it stinks. Hear Jesse Jackson grinding his teeth. Since that time, Kendi's profile has soared like an eagle. Doesn't say that here, but it says soared. And his anti-white bigotry, he endorses affirmative discriminations against whites, as a way to fight the power of racism, disguised as anti-racism, became very profitable. They became profitable, and now they say they can't afford the public transparency. Of course not. You got my man Tucker here. Let's watch it. Let's see what Tucker says.
So how do we respond to all of this racism in the United States? Well, Kendi provides a solution. Quote, the only remedy to racist discrimination is anti-racist discrimination. He actually wrote that. In other words, his book against racism promotes racism. Now, you'd think that might be a red flag for people, contradicting as it does the founding principles of the country as well as basic human decency. But no, the people in charge love the book. It's all over corporate America.
Yep, unreal. I suspect more is going on here than a mere restructuring. The whole diversity, inclusion, and equality, and all the rest of it is dying. It's a dying business, as well as it should. The premise that unless outcomes are equal, then the system is patently stupid, and of course it is, and an excuse for racial spoils system. In the workplaces that depend upon teamwork, the DIE garbage destroys the trust needed for mission accomplishment, particularly in the military. Going from paid researchers, including a director of narrative, to paying stipends to fully employed professors is clearly a cost-cutting move. This means donations have dried up. Aww, I wonder why. And whatever cash bankrolled this program has been burned thorough. Staff at the program talking out of school about the grand high poopah of anti-racism shows that no one fears their career prospects will be damaged. Hopefully, this is a sign that at least part of American society and culture is in the process of healing. Absolutely. This Maggie is killing me. She's playing with my light. See, if you hear noises, it's going to be some growing pains because I have a new puppy. You know how puppies can be. Well, technically, she's going in October, she'll be a year. But still, she's got that. You know how labs are. Black labs are just. I still. Chip, he's a chocolate lab, and he's 5 years, and he still has puppy like qualities. So she's got a ways to go. But anyway, what do you think? What do you think's going on here? Do you think that people are waking up to some of these race hustlers and the donations, that's why the donations are drying up? Anyway, don't forget politicalbombshow.com, because again, YouTube don't like these type of discussions. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Politicalbombshow.com, raydoc.com, and I'll see you in the next one. Here we go.